from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, our good friends, the Summer of 1,000 Engagements is going on right now, and you get 40% off all engagement rings as well as a free summer vacation. Robert Irwin Jewelers is giving you a free vacation if you spend $24.95 or more. If you spend $24.95 or more, you get a 3-night hotel stay in places like Myrtle Beach, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Hilton Head, Anaheim, Las Vegas, and more. If you spend $4.95, or should say $49.95 or more, you can get a $500 airfare credit as well as a 3-night stay at a resort in Mexico, Dominican Republic, Bahamas, or a select Caribbean island. If you're going to spend $79.95 or more, you can get a 4-night Carnival cruise that leaves from New Orleans with a $200 onboard credit, or you can get a $500 airfare credit plus a 3-night stay in Orlando or Las Vegas with a $200 Visa gift card. It's really simple. This is where I got my wife's engagement ring. It's where Connor got his wife's engagement ring. It is such an easy process to just go over to the fine folks at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can even get a custom-made ring. That's what we did. Just walk in with something as simple as a picture of a concept that she likes, and they will go together, or you'll work together to put together a custom, never-worn-before engagement ring. You can also do so with peace of mind, because Howie's going to give you the 365-day meant-to-be guarantee. That means if you're unhappy for the ring or unhappy with the ring for any reason, you can return it and get a full refund. If you're already married and you're thinking about upgrading the engagement ring, now's the time to do so, too, at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can ask now or pay later with great financing options like 24 months, no interest, or you can take up to 60 months to pay with a low APR. 5 locations in Memphis and Little Rock, or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, all at Robert Irwin Jewelers. When we come back, let's get into the list. We've got some news out of Summer League. We've also got a new Ryder Cup captain. We also have some WNBA big-time performances. We'll discuss that. Also, maybe we're going to get into a new segment we might do during the week, during hour number 2. Mad Online. Some topics that I noticed that people are mad at online. We might discuss that. We'll do all that during the second hour when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
ESPN.
Jeffrey and company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
Grizzly Summer League.
You just made the list!
Yeah, I'd mentioned at the top of the show that we knew tonight you would be able to watch the Grizzlies Summer League action in Salt Lake City on ESPN, but I also knew, I think there's also a Grind City way to watch Summer League action, and indeed, that is the case. The Grizzlies Summer League broadcast, presented by Pinnacle Financial Partners, will be powered by direct-to-consumer streaming company Kissui. I'm not quite certain how to say that. Through the Grind City Media mobile app. All 7 non-playoff games from Salt Lake City and Las Vegas we broadcast throughout the Grizzlies TV broadcast region, including Tennessee, Alabama, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Mississippi on the Grind City mobile app. Grind City Media and the Grizzlies broadcast crew personalities will host a 30-minute pregame show prior to each game live from FedEx Forum and on site at Salt Lake City and Las Vegas. So that means tonight, in addition to watching on ESPN, if you want to watch on with the Grind City crew, you can do so on the Grind City mobile app. So, John, my understanding is you're going to have to download the app to your phone, the Grind City mobile app, and then if you want to screen mirror it to your TV, you can do so. But it seems to me that if you want to watch on your TV, there's not going to be a linear TV option to watch. You're going to have to either watch on the phone and stream it to your TV, or you're going to just watch on ESPN tonight.
Can I be honest with you, Jeffrey? I don't understand the word that you just said.
Yeah, so
I'm just playing, but it's hard. I told you. I mean, you know, I've had this idea for a long time. Guys my age, we have a young person like on retainer, a 21-year-old college kid, and you just pay him whenever we need to find sports on TV that are hard to find. Thankfully, tonight's game's on ESPN. That'll be easy, but, you know, it's tough finding a lot of these games, isn't it?
It is this weird reality of we've never had the ability to watch as much, but it's almost like the thing that we dreamed of, like wanting to be able to watch everything, has just made it so much more complicated. Because I even run into the issue, like with the ESPN app, I feel like I spend more time logging out, logging back in, only to figure out I've got to like reset every device in my home to just try and watch something on ESPN Plus. But I feel like that's kind of that's the overall issue. Is it's not even necessarily the struggle of knowing where to find a game. It's, even if I know where to find it, it feels like I can't watch it.
Yeah, the ESPN app is very, very buggy. And then, you know, you get to the thing with what you were talking about in order to stream it to your TV. Everybody's got these nice TVs at their house. And there's, you know, lots of things that you simply can't get on them. So you're watching on your phone and you can't read all the graphics. And it, I mean, you know, again, maybe this is just a problem that's exclusive to me in this studio, but I imagine a lot of people have a tough time with it. It's you're right. It's more than ever, but it's harder to consume than ever. And, you know, and this is a topic for a different day maybe, but that, I think that's a problem, honestly.
I don't know if there's a problem, though, that we can ever do anything about it.
No,
I think we're just totally at the will of the content providers. The Salt Lake City one is going to be the one that's a little bit iffier of trying to figure out where the game is. You can, if you're in the market, you can stream on the Grind City Media app no matter what. But the other two games, I don't know if it's been announced. So far, it's not been announced where there would be a TV provider if there is one. It gets simpler when they get to Vegas. When they get to Vegas, ESPN's broadcasting the whole thing either through a linear channel, or you can stream. I think Plus is going to have one, and I think NBA TV is also going to have a couple of them.
Related and not necessarily related, but and correct me if I'm wrong, but haven't Grizzlies Summer League games in the past gotten pretty good ratings in Memphis, or am I just imagining all that?
I mean, I think they've probably exceeded expectations. The problem that we are seeing now is you've got the question of who has the rights to Grizzlies games and where can it be found? Because Diamond Sports is still in the bankruptcy deal, and now Diamond Sports is trying to claw their way back out, but they're having carriage disputes. Comcast dropped them earlier. I saw there was another, it didn't impact us, but there was another big one of the media conglomerates that dropped them, the cable provider. So you can't find it there. I mean, I think we even see it here with the stations. Like when there's interest in the Grizzlies, everyone kind of gets on board. I still think there's a question though of, can interest turn into dollars and cents for providers? And I don't know if anyone's figured that out.
Yeah, no, it's the eternal question. But
I mean, it'll be interesting to watch how the Grizzlies, how this little trial thing works, because I do know at one point a lot of NBA teams were considering, what if we just provided our games, rather than selling the rights to our games to a regional sports provider, what if we did it ourselves? And is that a viable path? Well, there's also going to be this weird question of who's going to have the rights if Diamond Sports inevitably can't get out of bankruptcy. Does the league take those rights over and they're going to try and package them and sell them some other way? I think that's probably where this is headed. I think probably in the next, not this season, but the next, it seems to me the likely home for Grizzlies games is going to be like Amazon. And then there will be some type of local channel that will have linear rights. But if you want to stream it, that's going to be probably where you're going to go.
Yeah, and you know what you get with
correct.
With that is, you know, the local team, you know, producing the game or providing the games, you know, they control the message.
No question. I mean, it's still unclear to me if they're going to be able to, the team itself is going to be able to take it directly to market. That to me seems to be a little unclear,
yeah,
whether or not that's actually doable. Tiger football.
You just made the list.
Yeah, John, we got this news today. There is a new ticket idea from the Tigers. There's the 2024 Football Dynamic Pass. And here's what it is. You experience a different seat location for each football game for only $149. Your seat location will vary and will be assigned 24 to 48 hours before each game, meaning you can enjoy the experience in different sections at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, including the lower bowl, throughout the year. So I think putting it in layman's and not marketing terms, essentially what they're saying is, the floor for a Tiger football ticket would be $149. If you sign up through the Dynamic Pass, you're not going to have a seat worse than what you paid for, and you could only get bumped up to a better seat.
Yeah. Over under on how quickly the first fight is when somebody hasn't gotten the message that, you know, they're in a different seat than they're supposed to be, and then there's confusion on that.
Well, I mean, and this all kind of comes back to the same thing. It's like, okay, now you're going to be beholden to the app telling you where your seat is. And I mean, here's kind of what it signals to me, though. What it signals to me is, despite enthusiasm, excitement for Tiger football, it's not translating into ticket sales right now.
No, that's a great point. And if there was any year that you think they would sell season tickets, it would be this one. I mean, so much potential with that program, so much promise, you know, coming off a victory in the Liberty Bowl over Iowa State, another 10-win season. You know, your quarterback's coming back, you know, arguably the best quarterback in the history of the school. You know, some you know, you've retained a lot of other talented players as well. You know, recruiting is going well. So, yeah, if you're not, as a Tiger football fan, if you're not motivated to buy season tickets for this season, I mean, I'll stop myself and say the schedule.
I do think schedule is a huge part of this.
Schedule is certainly playing a factor into it. But, you know, if I'm a Tiger fan, I'm going to see my Tigers play, not necessarily, you know, who's on the other side of the field. I mean, there's going to be good years with the schedule and bad years with the schedule. When you're a program like Memphis, you're just – every year you're just not going to be able to be guaranteed, you know, marquee home games like a P4 conference.
Well, I mean, especially if the league is going to be – if you're going to remain in this league, like – the league is kind of what it is. I mean, yes, the Tigers strategically, because they knew with the stadium construction, they wanted to put the big games. They asked the conference to hold off so they could do it for next year. But, I mean, I'm still not sure let's say if USF and UTSA and Tulane are home games rather than road games, I'm still not sure that's motivating people. I think this is a smart idea is – in my lifetime, Tiger football has been very dependent on walk-up and people kind of deciding day of game or close to day of game and going. You've always had the core of like 15 to 20,000 people that are exactly what we're talking about. They're there to see the Tigers play. But when you start to beef up the numbers, it's been casual walk-ups. And I think what this is at least attempting to do is entice people, hey, if you just buy the season ticket package, you're going to be guaranteed at worst this one spot, but there's probably some games you're going to get moved up into a lower bowl, better seat, and take that. So rather than having them pay for a couple games a year, at least you're getting someone that would buy an entire season ticket package.
Yeah, and to, you know, to your point about walk-ups, I think there's probably still like, you know, sort of a wait and see element with this team in this particular season, even though all the things I just talked about are on paper very positive and very, you know, very much things that you should be excited about as a fan, you know, Tiger football is just, you know, I think maybe these fans feel like they've been maybe burned by high expectations in the past, and there's just still a wait and see aspect to it. You know, if they're rocking and rolling come, you know, middle October, late October, you know, then yeah, a lot of people might come on board that maybe aren't going to be on board, you know, August 31st when they play Bethune-Cookman.
No, I think that I think that's more true with basketball. I think with football it's always to get like the big attendance game. It was always very much dependent on either they were rolling, mm-hmm. and you started to get – it's more dependent on getting casuals. And I do think this is a larger problem actually in sports in general than I think it's actually getting the attention and the coverage that it's getting. I think right now there's so many people that are focused on either television deals or conference realignment. It's like there's so much of, okay, well, what's something to care about? I do think in general – one of the big questions over the next 10 to 15 years is now that fans can see every game, and now honestly, as ticket prices have continued to increase, there's a lot of people that are going to be at least wrestling with the decision of why should I go to the perfect game, is the Bethune-Cookman game, why do I need to pay for that when really I only need to see, I only really want to see two or three games in person, and the rest I'm going to watch at home and I'm going to save money that way. I do think that's going to be a bigger problem of how are we going to get people in the building as more and more fans start to wrestle with the idea of why am I paying for all this? Because also think about it in, like, let's even use the example of you're a diehard. Well, now we're asking diehards, whether it be Memphis, Ole Miss, Tennessee, you name the school. Not only are we asking the diehards to buy tickets, we're also asking them to fund the collective. We're asking them to give more donations, which now the question is, okay, where is that going? Is that going to the collective? Is that going to facilities? We're asking, essentially, we're asking fans to not only fund the team, but also, like, come to the games. Well, that's not going to be sustainable. Like, it's a model that works if you're winning, but you can't win forever.
No, and you know, Memphis certainly can't win forever. You know, there's always going to be ebbs and highs and lows and ebbs and flows with this program. But I will, Jeffrey, give him credit for, you know, at least thinking a little bit outside of the box and being kind of innovative. The concept of dynamic pricing in general is a little bit frightening to me. I've seen restaurants try it, for example. You know, they'll charge a different price for your hamburger at peak hours as opposed to non-peak hours and things like that. So I don't know how I feel about the concept as a whole, but you know, I do give them credit for thinking out of the box and trying to get fans in the building, because, you know, like I said, they've got a great product, and it would be good if you know, the attendance mirrored it this year.
I think, in general, if you're going to do dynamic pricing, I'm cool with it in this fashion that they're doing it, because you know what the floor is. The problem that I have when you start to see some of these dynamic pricing examples that you get is, okay, at the minimum, if you sign up for this dynamic pricing, you know you are getting the $149 ticket regardless.
Right, period.
The only thing that can happen is you can get a better seat.
Yep.
You're not going to get something worse than what you have. And so I'm fine with it in that capacity. But then when you start to do the thing that, like, Wendy's suggested that got shot down immediately of essentially charging based on peak hours, well, it's not like there was an opportunity to get something better priced. It was like, it was always going to be whatever the menu price is, or you just had to pay a premium. Like, there wasn't going to be, hey, if you come in an hour where nobody's there, where you can get this burger for $2. Like, no, you're still paying the same pricing. This one is fine with me because you set a clear floor of this ticket would be $149 no matter what. The only thing that can happen is you can get upgraded.
Yeah. No, I hope it works well for them. I hope people take advantage of it. You know, there's lots of excitement, like I said, ahead of the season. And, you know, if I'm a Tiger fan, I would strongly consider this. I mean, you know, getting closer and getting a little upgrade's always a nice bonus if, you know, you're starting out in the nosebleeds. I remember one time, Jeffrey, I was a student at the University of Memphis State back then, and my buddy and I got tickets at the Mid-South Coliseum for a Louisville game. You know,
yeah.
Big rivalry game. Purvis Ellison played for Louisville, you know,
big ticket.
Right, and we're sitting in the top, tippy-top row of the Mid-South Coliseum. We've literally got our heads, you know,
touching the... It was an underrated feature.
Yeah, so right before tip-off, these two guys come up and say, hey, you know, we want to sit up here and we'll exchange our seats with you. And we're like, okay, because anything's going to be better than what we have. And you know, and why they wanted to sit up there, I have no reason. But, you know, we ended up sitting right behind the Louisville bench. And, you know, we're yelling at Denny Crum and Purvis Ellison the whole game. It was amazing. So I say that to say, you know, upgrades can feel really, really good. And you know, it might be worth the gamble for some people.
No, it's
not the gamble. It's worth the investment.
What is, like, one of life's greatest, like, little victories? If you've ever been in the opportunity and your plane ticket got upgraded to first class, like, that's about as good of a feeling as you can have.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. We did that on the way to Barcelona, my wife and I. We flew first class. You could.
And on an international flight, it's even more so.
You could, yes. knock me over with a feather, Jeffrey. Coming back home, you know, the regular way with the proletariat was such a letdown. But, no, that was incredible. It's a really good point there.
All right, let's go with WNBA record breakers.
You just made the list!
Yeah, so we had two over the weekend. Chicago Sky rookie sensation Angel Reese made WNBA history on Sunday when she recorded her 13th consecutive double-double. That is now a new league record. It was in her team's 84-71 loss to the Seattle Storm. With 17 points, 14 rebounds in the contest, Reese surpassed the WNBA's previous record of 12 consecutive double-doubles accomplished by Candace Parker across the 2009 and 10 seasons. Additionally, over the weekend, we had another big-time performance from Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark recorded the first triple-double by a rookie in WNBA history in the Indiana Fever's 83-78 victory over the first-placed New York Liberty. Clark pulled down her 10th rebound at the 7:07 mark in the fourth quarter, giving her the triple-double. She finished with 19 points, a season-high 13 assists, and 12 rebounds. So there's a couple of things here. Number one, I feel like we peaked on the Caitlin Clark proxy takes of her being some type of symbol for everything culturally that's going on. It does feel like now we've at least gotten to a good old-fashioned actual sports debate of who deserves Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually nice that we finally... We took this insufferable, circuitous route in which you just had to, like, at a certain point, like, just tune out. Now it's actually getting back to, like, something that we would debate no matter what, which is who's going to win an award.
Yeah. Oh, no. Every social media post, every game, every moment, every missed shot, every, you know, made shot, it was a referendum on something, you know, something grand and important, but
something that probably wasn't even there. But yes, yeah. Nonetheless, there were a lot of heroes out there that dug deep and found something.
You know, no doubt about it. And it's a nice little rivalry that the WNBA has been gifted this year. It's not exactly apples to apples comparison. They play two totally different positions, two totally different games. You know, you see the Bird Magic comparisons thrown around a lot. That was a legit rivalry because those guys, you know, basically did similar things. I mean, they were different players, obviously.
For sure.
They had different strengths, but...
They
had the ball in their hands a lot. They could make plays. They were creative. You know, this is a different situation. Caitlin Clark is... A scorer and a distributor, and she's got the ball in her hands, and her team's success is dependent on her doing things well when the ball is in her hands. Angel Reese, on the other hand, you know, we used to call it back in the day a garbage man. You know, she gets up under the rim, cleans up the garbage, you know, scores on putbacks.
Rebounds, putbacks, you know, yes.
Yeah. Plays
a very physical game.
Yeah, plays within herself. So it's not apples to apples from a skill standpoint, but from a, you know, from a, yeah, the Rookie of the Year race. I think I saw the other day where Clark had a huge lead in the Vegas.
Yeah, so right now, Caitlin.
But now it's narrowed considerably, I think. Well, maybe somewhat.
It's narrowed. It's still an uphill battle.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark's minus 550. So to win $100, you'd have to lay down $550, and Angel Reese is plus 310. So if you put $100 down, you'd win 310. That's a pretty big gap. I think, though, the thing that's more interesting to me is it is now, I don't know if it's been proven that this is going to be something that will last for 10 years, but it does feel like the Caitlin Clark momentum is still a real thing, and it's even a real thing despite the fact that her team's not very good. And so I'm very curious to know, is there going to be some type of leadership that finally gets people in the room, much like Tim Finchem did once upon a time when there was a lot of grumbling about the attention Tiger got? Is there going to be someone that gets everyone in a room and goes, all right, here's what's going to happen. She's going to make us all a lot of money. Everyone's got to suck it up and just put your petty differences aside. Is that going to occur? Now, it also gets a little complicated because with the WNBA, a lot of their TV deals tied to the NBA, but there are going to be, if she can generate revenue, there are going to be avenues in which to capitalize. I'm very curious to see if there's going to be any leadership that tries to step up and do that.
Yeah, I will too. I mean, you know, say what you will about Caitlin Clark, but she's box office. You know, a lot of these teams this summer have had record attendances and sell out crowds and things that they haven't had in the past when Indiana came to town. I mean, you look at the All-Star.
When anyone came to town.
Yeah, well, no, like, but when Indiana came to
like,
town
think
this
about
year.
It, like,
yeah.
Diana Taurasi is an all-time great player.
Right.
Truly, like, an all-time great. She was not putting butts in seats. Like, in the end, that's kind of what matters, is you have this rocket ship moment. Is there going to be... Because to me, like, that's... The real thing that I struggle with is I don't feel like the WNBA has done as good of a job as they can on trying to capitalize on this. It's almost like when things got uncomfortable and the takes were flying left and right, they kind of turtled and just kind of went in the shell. I'm very curious to know, because to me it seems like this has a chance to be sustainable.
Yeah, I said this on social media not long ago, and you know, some people pushed back, but I think some people agree with me as well. The sports bar test, you know,
correct.
You got Jeffrey Wright's sports bar, and
yes.
you want to bring in one athlete from the United States to make a personal appearance. I mean, who are you bringing in right now outside of Caitlin Clark?
I mean, the numbers that there was an ESPN data person, it was, I think, the month of June. The only people that garnered more attention were Tiger, LeBron, and Steph. I mean, that's the again, it's somewhat dependent on the fact that she's had this rocket ship moment like the last 24 months. But still, like, that is... There is an argument right now that she is a top five household name.
Yeah, and none of this is to detract from Angel Reese's, you know, outstanding rookie season, and any of the other players, you know, that they're doing, you know, any of the other players that are doing well either. I mean, it just is what it is, Jeffrey. She's captured the moment somehow, just like Tiger Woods, and yeah, there's lots of money to be made if everyone can get on board and I guess kind of recognize that. I'll say this too: a lot of this is dependent on the fact that she's got to continue to play well, and in fact even get better. I think a lot of people came in and expected her to come in as a rookie and, you know, replicate the scoring she had at Iowa, or at least come close to it. I think her game is evolving a little bit more differently to where she's, you know, a scorer, yes, but also a distributor, you know, somebody that's capable of giving you 20 and 10 on a given night, as opposed to somebody that's just going to walk out and get you 35 on a given night.
Yeah, I think it's also dependent on the Fever putting a better team around her. Because I think back, The Last Dance was on. This is going to be you can already tell this is like the summer of 30 for 30s and replays of like The Last Dance. But think if the Bulls would have just kind of teetered in the type of team that they were in the late 80s, which was a good team, but a team that get beat in the second round or, you know, conference, you know, gets beat in the Eastern Conference semis. Well, if they never assembled the actual championship team, like, what does the NBA look like? What if Jordan Fever is just, what if the story was never won the big one? Like, to me, a huge part of it is they've got to start to put a better team around her. And again, there's a reason why they picked number one. Like, yeah, they didn't have a good team. So it's not like you can just snap your fingers and do it. Although the league did do that with the Las Vegas Aces, where they just decided they wanted to be good in Vegas. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. All right, lastly, Keegan Bradley.
You just made the list!
Yes, so Keegan Bradley is assured of making another Ryder Cup team, this time as the U.S. captain. The PGA of America announced his selection on Monday after months of talking with Tiger Woods about the job. According to Sports Illustrated's Bob Herrig, Tiger Woods turned down the Ryder Cup captaincy, leading the PGA of America to go off recent protocol with a unique choice to take the job next year at Bethpage Black. Keegan Bradley. Bradley, 38 years old, is a six-time winner on the PGA Tour, who captained the 2011 PGA Championship, has played in just two Ryder Cups, one President's Cup, and lastly in 2014. He famously never unpacked his Ryder Cup bag after they lost at Medina in 2012. overall, I'm excited about this from this particular side. Would it, of course, been better if Tiger was the captain? Tiger at Bethpage Black being the U.S. captain, like, that's going to be a bonanza. Tiger, from his vantage point, he just decided he didn't want to do it. And he's now obviously got a bigger role with the PGA Tour. That kind of stinks, but like at some point, Tiger Woods is going to be the captain of the U.S. team, so I'm not really all that worried. The biggest reason why I'm in favor of this is over the past few Ryder Cups, we've developed this little clique of the Spieths, Justin Thomases, basically like all their friends get on the team. And that's fine when Jordan Spieth's arguably the best player in the world, Justin Thomas is arguably one of the best players in the world. But the problem now is you've got this clique of guys that aren't any good, and they're just like playing like 80th in the world golf. And now we've got to do this song and dance of get Ricky Fowler on the team because, well, they all live next to each other. Keegan Bradley's outside of the clique. Is he going to make the right decisions? I don't know. But there's one thing I do know about Keegan Bradley. He's kind of a weird guy, but there's one thing that clearly matters to him, and it's he's going to try to do the best job possible. And so overall, now that we're breaking out of the JT Spieth clique, I'm giving two thumbs up. I just wanted to see something different.
Yeah, I agree. I thumbs up for me too. It's when you're when you're not in the clique, when you're not in the group, that's
basically why he deserved to be pretty much on the last Ryder Cup team, but they picked Ricky.
Exactly. And that's, you know, but when you're outside of the clique, it's hard.
Correct.
It's hard to deal with that.
If you don't make it on points, yeah, like, you're not there.
Yeah, it affects you as a person too. It, you know, it's like, well, what else do I have to do? I mean, you know, I deserve this spot. I'm playing well enough to earn the spot on my merit, but you know, everybody's picking their neighbors and their buddies and everything on the team. And the article from Sports Illustrated that you just drew from that, you know, there was a quote in here where he addressed that. You know, he said these guys are golf friends, but even if, you know, if golf didn't exist, these guys would be still good buddies too. And it just, you know, kind of speaks to the closest. It's not not nepotism, but it's cronyism,
I guess,
right?
Absolutely.
And there's really no place for that in sports. And yeah, I view Keegan Bradley as you do, you know, somewhat of an outsider, but you know, a decent enough player and somebody, you know, who's willing to work hard and do what it takes to bring the cup back after that disastrous outing last time in Italy, right?
I mean, that was at some point,
Mamma Mia, right, Jeffrey?
I mean, you got swept in day one. It was just an absolute disaster. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, there's a subject that you have people mad online. It involves Summer League. It also involves Tim Tebow. We'll discuss it when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hattie B's is kicking off their summer by saying cheese. They're rolling out three new cheesy menu additions, including American cheese slices, drinking buddy beer cheese, and pimento cheese. Pair any Hattie B's sandwich, hot or not, with house-made bacon-laced pimento cheese and the ultimate cheesy dunk for crinkle-cut fries, tots, and tenders. Or try the delicious dip made with aged cheddar and drinking buddy golden ale. Say cheese at Hattie B's, 596 Cooper, HattieB.com. And download the Hattie B's app to stack rewards.
These days, everything in Memphis costs more. But somehow, Verizon costs less. As low as $50 for a single line when you switch. So while coffee is definitely costing more, Verizon costs less. And dinner in Overton Square for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Rent in Midtown, that's not coming down anytime soon. But Verizon, down. Just $50 a line. Limited edition sneakers, through the roof. Verizon prices through the floor. That designer golden doodle, so much more. A single line on Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same good old tried and true service now costs you less. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a Memphis Verizon store. $180 BYOD and $360 local promo credit supplied over 36 months. For new customers with one line and your own 4G or 5G phone on unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
What do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-team.
What? A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-700-6898. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898 or biglou.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells fried chicken?
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Fourth cup of coffee?
Still R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Extra cheesy pizza?
Rolaids always spells relief. Rolaids' powerful dual-active formula begins neutralizing acid on contact to fight your heartburn fast. So, when life spells heartburn, Rolaids spells relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Now, back to Jeffrey Wright and Company, live from the Red River Toyota Studios. Check out Red River in Wynn, Arkansas. Jeffrey and Company on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, John. This will happen pretty frequently. I think probably that being an election year, it's probably going to be even more so. But people getting mad online. And I'm not going to take it politically because I don't particularly want to wade into those waters. Also, I really find myself depressed right now when you think about it. But we had a take online that got folks mad. This is from Awful Announcing. The ESPN.com front page after Bronny James made his summer league debut for the Lakers. He scored 4 points. He was 2 of 9 from the field, 0 for 3 on threes, 0 for 2 at the charity stripe, over 22 minutes played in a 108-94 loss. And he screenshots the ESPN front page, in which it includes a highlight of Bronny's drive and drains his Bronny drives and drains his first summer league bucket as the Lakers fall to the Kings. And then it includes another feature, what mattered most in Bronny James' NBA summer league debut, in which multiple NBA insiders were breaking down Bronny's performances, as well as three other clips. So overall, I get what got people upset. The comparisons to Tim Tebow, in which Tim Tebow is one of the most accomplished college football players of all time. And whether or not it was a prudent pick, he was selected in the first round of the NFL draft because, well, a dum-dum believed in him and drafted him one. Of course, those that can't remember, the dum-dum would be Josh McDaniels, who has a very, very documented period of a body of work that says he can't coach. He can't be a head coach in the NFL. I guess if you want to make him an offensive coordinator, fine, whatever. Here's where I think everyone's kind of preconditioned to be upset. I don't really think Andrew Buchholz, who fired off the tweet, I don't think he was trying to be a provocateur. Like, I don't think this was I'm going to ruffle up the right and fire off this take. It became pretty apparent with Tim Tebow in the NFL the media coverage and attention certainly outweighed the production. And I think what oftentimes gets lost in all of that is the NFL audience, it's becoming more aware of college football, because one of the things we've started to notice, I think one of the phenomenons I've started to notice, sports is becoming less tribal. Like, sports fans now realize, like, oh, if I like college football, I can like the NFL too. I don't have to like one or the other. But the NFL audience in general, particularly 15 years ago, wasn't super in tuned. Like, probably knew Tim Tebow won the Heisman Trophy, knew he won a title, whatnot, but it's not like they could just regurgitate every single stat that he had. But there's also the element in this take that I think holds 100% true. Tim Tebow at the time was an employee of ESPN, and so he was also getting coverage that way and whatnot. Well, while LeBron and Bronny aren't ESPN employees, they are in the LeBron James business. And so this was one of those ones where I saw everyone getting mad online, and it just kind of really, it kind of embodied everything that I think is bad about social media. It's like, I don't really actually think the original comment was designed to be some provocative statement. I think it was someone who was just probably watched a lot of sports media and was like, man, the coverage of this guy outweighs the performance.
Oh, there's a lot about that that makes me mad. To start with, the fact that ESPN thinks you can drain a layup.
Correct.
That makes me mad.
Drives and drains, yes, of course.
Drives and drains. And then I saw where people were, you know, getting alerts on their phones. Bronny James, first basket, you know. So I think it's lots of things. Number one, the coverage that we're going to get inevitably and unfortunately of Bronny James this year is going to really, I think, turn people off to the kid and his story. And it's, if you take his story, Jeffrey, on face value on its own, it's a really good story. He had the heart issue. He's the son of, you know, arguably the very best basketball player in the world. He's made it to the NBA as a player. You know, again, we can debate why and how and all that, but he's there. So he's going to get to play with his dad. So in a lot of areas, this should be a cool story. But the constant fawning, you know, coverage like we got just from this one summer league game is going to really turn a lot of people off on the kid, number one. Number two, I'll give awful announcing a little bit of grace and kind of agree with you too. I think if they had, you know, made a clear distinction between college Tim Tebow and NFL Tim Tebow,
yes,
that's where the point holds water. Because, yeah, there were people when Tim Tebow was in the NFL, there were people saying he should start, he should, you know, he should get, you know, he, you know, they really kind of overestimated his ability when he was in the NFL. And, you know, granted, he had a moment or two, but, you know, he wasn't an NFL quarterback, and time proved that to be the correct assessment. If you stick with college Tim Tebow, yeah, you can't cover college Tim Tebow enough. He's one of the greatest players of college in all time. So I think, you know, we're awful announcing, you know, kind of dropped the ball, was just not making that
distinction.
That distinction, yeah. I mean, and I understand where people react. It's a knee-jerk reaction to say, oh, my God, well, that's stupid. Tim Tebow was awesome. But, you know, as you know, people, you know, I think the two most important things we should be teaching in public schools right now are, number one is financial literacy. Number two is reading comprehension. People don't take the time, or they're just not able to comprehend what's actually being written.
Yeah, I also think, like, if I could add a third into that, it's like, maybe don't, like, just look to be offended at all times. Like, so, you know what I mean? Like, I think there's something in there. Because I think where you're 100% nail on the head here. The problem with the whole Bronny thing is it's always going to be framed as, oh, well, you're mad that he's doing something that people have done forever. No, that's creating an argument that's not actually happening. For the most part, I think everyone sat there and realized, like, all right, yeah, his dad's LeBron James. He's going to get drafted. He's probably going to get something he doesn't deserve. Fine. And everyone's kind of moved on. I think what's getting missed throughout all of this is what is driving people insane and really, really making people just sick to their stomach. It's the there's this clear message from LeBron, from Clutch, from everyone that this was earned, not given. No, this was given. That's fine. Like it's but stop lying to us. And that's what's driving everyone insane. Like we're having to have another think piece about, you know, how this all came to be and whatnot. It's like, no, it came to be because LeBron wants to play with his son. That's fine. Period. End of story. Like, it's the constant media blitz that comes with LeBron whenever he does anything.
Yeah, and then you have JJ Redick feeding into that at the press conference where they announced him and Dalton Connect to the media, where they introduced him to the media. You know, the question asked of JJ Redick was, I'm paraphrasing, but it was all on the lines of, how are you guys going to develop Bronny James? What are you expecting to see out of his development? Well, his go to right out of the box was, he earned this. Nothing was given to him. I mean, like, we didn't even
correct
that question.
It was the talking point,
and that's it. It's the talking point, and we're a talking point society. We hardly ever move past the surface. And as a journalist, that's what frustrates me, because there's so many good stories out there. There's so many interesting aspects to this particular story, but we're only going to get the black and white of it in the talking points this year, I'm afraid. And I think we're going to get it as long as he's in the league and as long as LeBron James is in the league.
When we come back, we'll tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone, thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers, simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
If you want a great experience, you need to go to Genesis.
Meet Kendall Womble, who shopped several other jewelry stores but ended up at Genesis Diamonds with a bigger, better quality diamond for less.
Based on what I had seen elsewhere, I didn't know that this size diamond would be possible for me to have on my finger.
Are you ring shopping? Genesis Diamonds has one of the nation's largest selections of GIA certified diamonds at the guaranteed best prices, bar none.
You're going to get the most value for your dollar at Genesis Diamonds. You're going to get the best customer service in town and probably in the entire state.
And that's what Kendall really loved. The personal attention, the relaxed environment, the no-pressure shopping experience.
This jewelry store was like home. It wasn't walking into corporate America. Nothing's a sales pitch here. It's all genuine. They're like a family.
Genesis Diamonds.
There would be no reason that I could ever think of that you would not go to Genesis first. And if you leave Genesis and try to shop around, you will come back to Genesis.
Memphis's direct diamond importer at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
When people have a
a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. P.F. Chang's and AmericanEagle.com, another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
All right, John, for today's Tell Your Story, let's go to Playoff P. Paul George said on his podcast, Podcast P, he would have accepted the same deal as Kawhi Leonard. That was 3 years, $150 million, if it was presented to them. 3 minutes later in the podcast, he goes on to say that that deal was eventually offered to him, but he wanted a no-trade clause, so he was offended and didn't take it. So you were offered the deal.
There's contradictory information there, Jeffrey.
That is rule number one of this show. We don't tell these stories. We tell our story. My thanks to DeMichael Cole for joining the program today. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for John, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show's coming up next.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
These days, everything in Memphis costs more. But somehow, Verizon costs less. As low as $50 for a single line when you switch. So while coffee is definitely costing more, Verizon costs less. And dinner in Overton Square for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Rent in Midtown? That's not coming down anytime soon. But Verizon? Down. Just $50 a line. Limited edition sneakers? Through the roof. Verizon prices? Through the floor. That designer golden doodle? So much more. A single line on Verizon? A fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same good old tried and true service now costs you less. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a Memphis Verizon store. $180 BYOD and $360 local promo credit supplied over 36 months. For new customers with one line and your own 4G or 5G phone on unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.